Sleep well, children. It's not until the day after tomorrow, Tuesday. Monday passed like a small summer cloud, like a dream in the first daylight hours. Busy with getting our packs ready, with baking bread and cakes, we no longer thought of anything. The verdict had been delivered. That evening, our mother made us go to bed very early to conserve our strength, she said. It was our last night at home. I was up at dawn. I wanted time to pray before we were expelled. My father had got up earlier to go and seek information. He came back at about 8 o'clock. Good news. It wasn't today that we were leaving the town. We were only to move into the little ghetto. There we would wait for the last transport. We should be the last to leave. At 9 o'clock, Sunday scenes began all over again. Policemen with truncheons yelling, "All Jews outside!" We were ready. I was the first to leave. I did not want to see my parents' faces. I did not want to break into tears. We stayed sitting down in the middle of the road as the others had done the day before yesterday. There was the same infernal heat, the same thirst. But there was no longer anyone left to bring us water. I looked at our house, where I had spent so many years in my search for God, in fasting in order to hasten the coming of the Messiah, in imagining what my life would be like. Yet I felt little sorrow. I thought of nothing. "Get up! Count off!" Standing, counting off, sitting down, standing up again, on the ground once more, endlessly, we waited impatiently to be fetched. What were they waiting for? At last, the order came. "Forward! March!" My father wept. It was the first time I had ever seen him weep. I had never imagined that he could. As for my